Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Well, yes, ants do poop, but it's a little bit more complicated than that, you know? Imagine if you were an ant, and it was a hot day, and you're thirsty, you're hungry, you've been out looking for food all day, and you finally find a juicy little caterpillar.
Thank you, New York! Thank you, Wisconsin!
Okay, Goofus, I'll get the door.
Bye, Tim. Bye, Juanita. Thank you, Cleveland!
See ya. Thanks for coming.
Bye. You know what's funny? I really related to them.
Which one?
Kind of both of them.
You know, me too. Guess there's a little Goofus and Gallant in all of us.
The goal of the mating season is to get your genes out there, and other males will try to take that opportunity away.
So if you walked into a bar on any given Friday night and observed what was happening, it's not that far from what's happening on a pond on a Friday night then with the frogs.
Pretty similar. As loud as well.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. Our first feature this week is a podcast with a name based on one of the most common questions kids ask. But why? From Vermont Public Radio, But Why is a learning podcast for curious kids, hosted by Jane Lindholm and led by kids. But Why tackles questions big and small about nature, words, and even the end of the world. Each episode picks a big topic, money, tape, dreams, or whatever kids want to hear, and answers the listener-submitted questions, which curious kids are encouraged to send in. But Why will often welcome a guest expert who tells the kids all there is to know about the topic being covered in that episode. But Why is fun, funny, and super educational. But your kids won't even notice that part. In this sample from a recent episode of But Why called Why Do Ants Bite? The episode explores all things ants, the insect, not the relative. Jane welcomes Brian Fisher, the curator of entomology at the California Academy of Sciences, to tell the kids about ant bites, sleeping patterns, winter activities, and much more. In this clip, Fisher talks about how ants facilitate the many cycles that bring ecosystems to life.
Ants are a really important part of making systems work. We call them the kind of the leaders of the brown cycle. Now, this is a really important concept for kids to understand. When you go into a forest, what do you see? You see the tall trees. That's the green cycle, that growth, that magnificent beauty of life. But behind all that, there's the turning over of life back into nutrients so it can become life again. And that's the brown cycle. And insects, especially ants, are the ones cleaning up. They're like the vacuum cleaner in nature. They're just kind of picking up after everybody and turning it back into juicy nutrients, like soup, that can be eaten up by plants again and grow bigger and bigger.
How do they do that? They chew leaves and then poop them out?
Well, yes, ants do poop, but it's a little bit more complicated than that, you know. We need a little ant biology lesson here, and I'm going to set you off on a little idea. Like, imagine if you were an ant, and it was a hot day, and you're thirsty, you're hungry, you've been out looking for food all day, and you finally find a juicy little caterpillar. What would you do? Would you maybe hide behind a rock and eat it yourself? Or maybe eat just half of it before you take the rest back to the nest? I think we all know we see ants taking food back to the nest. But what would you do if you were so hungry? Well, I bet some of you may want or be tempted to eat half of it. But actually, you don't have a choice. Ants can't eat solid food. That's why they take it back to the nest. The stomach of an ant colony is back in the nest. So the only way to think of an ant is to think of it as a colony. It's not the individual ant that's the ant. It's the colony that's the ant. It's like a tree. You don't think of the leaf as the tree. It's the whole everything, the trunk, the branches, the leaves, and same with an ant colony. It's all working together that makes it an organism, the ant colony. And they take the food back to the nest, and they feed it to the stomach, and the stomach are the babies. All the larvae, we call it, the brood, those babies are growing up, need to be fed, and they have mouths that can eat food. And then they spit up liquid, which the workers and the queen can drink up, and that's how they get fed. They can drink, but they can't eat solid food. So all the workers have to visit their baby sisters and have the baby sisters regurgitate food for them.
It's like the opposite of what you see birds and some other animals doing, where the parents regurgitate the food.
Exactly. It's just the opposite. You know, I won't recommend trying this at home, but it's an interesting concept of how all social organisms, like humans, have had to figure out kind of food transfer. You know, they have extended communities. Not everybody has to be in charge of getting food around, but there has to be like a network of, you know, we have trucks that deliver food to stores, and we go to the store and pick it up. And in fact, in ant colonies, it became kind of like too hard for everybody to go to a larva to get fed. So there's these feeder ants. They actually go to the larva, stuff all that food into their social kind of stomach, which is like a balloon, gets filled up like a water balloon, and they walk around asking everybody, hey, you hungry? I got some juice here. And they just spit it out. So only a few workers have to be like the food transporters. And so they meet them in the trail, they meet them at work, kind of, and they get fed.
That was But Why? From Vermont Public Radio. If your kid, or a kid you know, has reached the why stage of childhood, send them over to But Why on Podcast Central to have their hunger for knowledge satisfied. Next up, this week's new addition to the Podcast Central Library comes from a name you might recognize. From the ever-popular children's magazine, Highlights, comes Highlights Hangout, their take on an interactive podcast. With a unique audio spin on the puzzles, stories, games, and jokes that entertain kids everywhere each month, Highlights Hangout is sure to provide tons of fun for any kid. It's a hodgepodge of stories, songs, fun science facts, and more that's the perfect virtual version of the magazine that's captured the imagination of kids for decades. Kids can easily submit listener questions or their answers to the weekly Highlights Hangout riddle very easily on the website. And after one episode, your kid will be hooked on Highlights Hangout. Here's a sample from the very first episode of Highlights Hangout titled Hang 10. The episode is chock full of fun stuff, from silly songs to science facts. Kids join the hangout to share jokes, tongue twisters, and poems, and of course, the weekly riddle. In this sample, Highlights regulars Goofus and Gallant sing a song about their time at camp.
So what have you guys been up to lately?
Well, we just got back from camp and had the most amazing time. Personally, I feel like it was a time of personal growth, and
it was awesome. I don't even know where to begin. There was this time I got tangled up in a rope swing. I met a pet rock. I named him Brock. Brock the Rock. Then Gallant slipped in my banana peel in the mess hall, but I dove in and saved his life.
And we also took that songwriting workshop.
Oh yeah! That workshop rocked! Except I had to play the drums like it was a lullaby.
So, Goofus,
should we what?
Share that song we wrote.
Oh, yeah! I happen to have my drum strapped to my back.
Tim and Juanita, we'd like to take this opportunity to share a little song that we made for you at camp.
It's called, wait for it, the What We Did at Camp song.
It's a working title. Would you two by chance like us to sing it for you right now?
I wouldn't say we'd like to hear it.
Okay, then
we'd love to hear it!
Oh, well then we'd be very happy to perform it for you right now.
We stood under the sign at Camp Sunrise and waved goodbye to our family.
Field butterflies in bunk 23, till it was time to go swimming.
There was a sign there,
no food or drink,
better wait for lunch,
or have a snack break.
I think I can wait.
Yummy, yummy, snacky, snacky, drop my rappy wrapper right there.
Hey you, no littering.
Wasn't worth it.
Doo doo doo,
I got in trouble.
Doo doo doo,
gotta keep working on my impulse control.
Not a bad idea.
Sorry about that.
We got in line for the diving board and couldn't wait to jump in.
There was another sign sitting right there. The sign read, no running.
Better play it safe.
Or do a run and dive.
Better walk instead.
Working a flying high five.
Goofus, watch out!
That's when I stubbed my toe and I leaned on my friend and we started to fall and I bumped into the deck chairs and we fell into the pool. Then I got water on my nose and it seized it all out and I blew my pet rock into the pool. Oops, sorry.
Goofus and Gallon, everybody.
Why, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, New York. Thank you, Wisconsin.
Okay, Goofus, I'll get the door.
Bye, Tim. Bye, Juanita. Thank you, Cleveland!
Goofus, you're gonna walk into the...
Don't worry, I'll fix it.
See ya, thanks for coming.
Bye.
Oh man, that was a big adventure.
You know what's funny? I really related to them.
Which one?
Kind of both of them.
You know, me too. Guess there's a little Goofus and Gallant in all of us.
Highlights Hangout.
The brand new podcast, Highlights Hangout, with Tim Kubert and Juanita Anderson. Check out your kid's new favorite podcast, Highlights Hangout, available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local feature comes to you today from the people at Great Parks of Hamilton County. It's called Take It Outdoors, and it's the best way to enjoy the outdoors from the indoors. The show dives into the nature of our many Hamilton County parks and explores creatures like eagles and salamanders, as well their habits, their habitats, and how they survive. You'd be surprised how much information they could pack into a single podcast episode. What results, though, is a greater understanding and greater appreciation for the complex and beautiful nature that populates our numerous, diverse, and magnificent parks in Hamilton County. Here's a sample, a recent episode of Take It Outdoors called The Call of the Frog. The episode investigates the nocturnal mating habits of native frogs and toads. They talk about the differences between a frog and a toad and listen in to the grand symphony of calls during the amphibian mating season. In this snippet, conservation biologist Zuri Carter explains the reasoning behind some of the particular mating habits of frogs and toads native to this area.
When I read that quote from The Wind in the Willows, I appreciate it because it says, you know, this is the time, this is the hour of the toad. Why is it at this time of year? I mean, if I go back to the ponds in September, I don't typically don't hear frogs calling. So why is it right now? What's so good about this time of year that this is when they are mating?
It's wetter this time of year. And so breeding would start as early as March for some species. And so they kind of go in a ladder-like fashion. Like some will start in March, others will start in April. All the way through June, your American bullfrogs and American toads will typically start later in the process when it's less rain that's coming down because they can tolerate just occupying like existing ponds. But during your wet season, your species that will breed earlier who depend on like the vernal pools and the type of waters that will end up drying up from the heat of the summer will start breeding earlier just because it's wetter at that time. And you hear them calling a lot because it's mating season.
Do both the male and the females, do they both call? I mean, so if I go to a pond and I hear this, am I hearing both males and females? Am I hearing only one, you know, or the other? How does that work?
You're mostly hearing the males calling. It's not that females can't make any sound at all, but you're more than likely hearing the males calling, setting up their territories, trying to warn others, like, here, this is my spot. It also lets the females know, like, where they are as well.
So is it very similar to, I mean, we're all used to hearing birds call. Is that, I mean, they're kind of saying the same thing, just in a different language?
Yes.
You mentioned then that they're territorial, and that's one of the things they're calling for. If another bullfrog comes into the territory of another male bullfrog, will they fight over that territory, or what would occur at that time?
If you've seen videos of bullfrogs fighting, that's pretty much what occurs. Like, you're trying to push the other one out from infringing on their spot, because you want to find a spot that has the good food, where you're more likely to be seen, where there's safety, you can escape to safety. And if someone else is infringing on that, you want to defend it. But also, if you're a bigger bullfrog, you're more likely to be more attractive. Because maybe your voice is deeper and you're bigger. And so the bullfrog may have more females at it is interested in it, and vice versa. And so you have other males trying to take advantage of that. The goal of the mating season is to get your genes out there, and other males will try to take that opportunity away.
So if you walked into a bar on any given Friday night and observed what was happening, it's not that far from what's happening on a pond on a Friday night then with the frogs.
Pretty similar, as loud as well.
A clip from the podcast, Take It Outdoors, from Great Parks of Hamilton County. And even though it's no substitute for the real thing, you can get your artificial dose of nature from anywhere with Take It Outdoors. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. To the charts we go to see what's making waves on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. The RFK Tapes debuted a couple of weeks ago, and as we mentioned then, it's a new series covering the infamous day in the Ambassador Hotel's kitchen when Robert Kennedy was shot by Sirhan Sirhan. And it's continuing to enjoy number one recently. And a new podcast from one of the hilarious cast members of the makeover team, Queer Eye, on Netflix. The podcast is Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness from Earwolf. It's a journey with Jonathan and experts in their respective fields as they get curious about anything and everything under the sun. It's a new number one on the Apple Podcast charts, Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.